And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things of that nature. I hope you're doing good. Today's show is going to be sort of a coverage of, well, first part of the coverage of the Tadasana Festival. This is a festival that happened in Santa Monica a couple of weekends ago and that we were there covering. So it's going to be a mishmash of interviews and music from various people that were part of the festival. Today, we'll be back after this. We're just going to kick things off with DJ Drez with the track entitled Krishna's Dub from Jata Beat, which is a really amazing compilation of sounds that he's put together. Last week we played a track from this entitled Tree. You can give us a call if you like, 604-822-2487.
Yeah. Govinda bolo Hari Gopala bolo, Radha Ramana Hari Gopala bolo.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Grammy Award winners Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from.
We're back. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show's called Mantra. The first couple of tracks that we heard were by DJ Drez from the release Jow to Beat the Lotus Memoirs. The first track entitled Simply Krishna's Dub featuring the Mantra Govinda Bolo Hari Gopala Bolo, and then also the second track was Wind Talker, which featured the Kirtaniyas and Dominic Dean Bro. The first track featured the vocal stylings of Marty Nico, who is a singer from LA. And Dominic played, I believe he played saxophone on both of those tracks. The Kirtaniyas we've played before on the show several times. So today's show is going to be coverage of the Tadasana Festival, which happened in Santa Monica a couple of weekends ago. And DJ Drez was there. He was doing many accompanying many different classes down there with some excellent music. So many amazing artists, musicians, kirtaniyas, yogis at that festival. First part of the part one of the Tadasana coverage is going to be we're going to be starting with Masood Ali Khan. It's difficult to know what order to present everything, so I'm kind of doing it chronologically based on the interviews that I did and the performances and classes that I took part in. The first person I spoke to was at the festival was Masood Ali Khan, famous for playing the hung drum. I can read a little bit about him. There's an article in the LA Yoga magazine which somebody gave me, which kind of covers a little bit of his early years. He says, I was 20 years old, living in London and modeling for a company that made mannequins. This is kind of his journey. I sat for an artist as he created a life-size clay sculpture of me. The company offered yoga classes, but I felt like a baby giraffe trying to figure out its long limbs. On a trip to LA, I took a class with Anna Forrest at her studio on Montana Avenue. I was out of my league, but I got hooked. I practiced yoga using Bikram's book while in Paris. I went to yoga classes in New York City and Los Angeles. When I was in my 30s in Amsterdam, I studied with Alison Cook. In many ways, she was my most challenging teacher and also my favorite. Eventually, she became my wife. Through Alison and her fellow teachers, at Swaha Yoga, I learned deeper aspects of philosophy and was introduced to kirtan, the call and response of sacred music. And then the interviewer asks, how are you able to maintain a practice of yoga and meditation while you are on the road, and how do you incorporate practice into your life now? Masood says, over the years, my yoga and meditation practice has changed in intensity and style. I have learned modifications and how to listen to my body's needs rather than my ego's desire. On the road, I practice by myself or along with Govinda's audio classes. Once I started playing music in Allison's yoga classes, I didn't get to practice as much with my favorite teacher. Now with a 21-month-old son, time management has become more challenging. It's been hard to attend any class or even do a home practice. I enjoy whatever I can sneak in. My downward facing dog and plank poses have become a tunnel for him to crawl through. But whether it's just a couple of stretches during the day or a full-length class, any conscious movement is good yoga. My practices of bhakti or devotion and karma, karma yoga, or selfless service have been nourished even more. And nowadays, I am grateful for the therapeutic yoga modifications and adjustments I receive from yoga therapists, and he names Dr. Eden Goldman and Tara Gold. So this is just like a little bit of a background of who Masood Ali Khan is in terms of like how he came to what he's doing now. He released a really nice CD called Hungry with Angels. I'm going to play one track, which is entitled Jai Bhagavan, and this features Radha and Mala Lee. Before the track, you're going to hear a few snippets of the interview with Masood, just talking a little bit about aspects of his life, of the hung drum. And we kind of got into a little bit about the unification of religion or of different spiritual paths. And then we're going to hear from, because I don't think I'm going to stop in between. We're going to hear from Craig Coland, Ra Avis, and Donna DeLore and Julian Walker throughout the show. Or maybe I will break just to kind of clarify things.
I started to practice yoga and felt really good with doing yoga, but there was also a spiritual side that had to grow and develop, and I wasn't getting that information until later on when I started getting into energy healing. Further on, getting into yoga more when I was living in Amsterdam, and then discovering bhakti yoga with kirtan and singing was really great. I was playing percussion in a lot of nightclubs and raves, and I basically took that drumming into the yoga studios. And even though I didn't really understand any of the mantras or the philosophy behind it at the beginning, I thought, okay, I could share a part of my being and with the percussion in a kirtan. So I was really enjoying that. And at that time, it was really hard to even talk or think while I was drumming, let alone sing. So I wasn't really singing very much. Then when I started to listen to meet Jayutal and Krishna Das and Bhagwan Das in Amsterdam for concerts and just to get involved in singing, I felt there was a beautiful experience that was happening inside me. It was really wonderful. And coming over to the West Coast some years later after that, going to like the Bhakti Yoga Shala, which is in Santa Monica, where they have weekly kirtan, singing, and realizing that, wow, you actually feel really good when you sing. Met a really wonderful singing teacher, who then I started taking, who I then started taking private lessons with, and gave me the confidence to start singing in my own sets with playing the humdrum, which I found in Amsterdam, and brought that into the yoga studios because it's a really beautiful, resonating and hypnotic and peaceful instrument. And I was just playing that instrumentally until I started to incorporate the singing with it. And singing mantras, repeating mantras and repeating prayers, and just a simple repetition of a mantra was making a lot of... it was making magic. Well, the instrument is called the hung.
Hung, yeah, sorry.
It's pronounced hung, it's spelled hang.
Right.
And it's from Switzerland. It was invented about 11 years ago. And it's like an evolved Caribbean steel drum. And the hung itself, it gets you very high in your head. It takes you away from your thinking and puts you on a journey. And what I found is when I sing mantras and the prayers and invocations with it, it kind of grounds you as well. So you're not going so off into space in a way. You can be doing the practice, but then you internalize your breathing, internalize your thoughts into yourself, and not being distracted by this amazing music that you hear in some yoga classes where it's just like rocking and you're just like, wow, this is great music.
Yeah.
And you forget about your yoga practice.
Right.
Having to supposedly being brought up Muslim and not really playing any Islamic music, which is not really something that happens in Islam. I still want to unify all the religions somehow. So, of course, going into the yoga music with the mantras and all the invocations and calling with the Hindu god's names, deity's names, is a perfect place to start. And then to start to incorporate other cultures in there is one that's exciting for all of us. All the musicians that are here in LA, they're all from different cultures, and when we do a lot of the classes or kirtans, it's such a mishmash of experiences and languages and melodies and rhythms. It's beautiful. It's like jazz. It's world jazz. But everyone with a purpose to want to help humanity.
That was Masood Ali Khan, also featuring Radha and Mala Lee. Vocals and flute from a release entitled Hung With Angels. The next little snippet, we're going to hear some words from Craig Coland of Shaman's Dream. Very talented musician, percussionist, performed with so many different people over the years, put out so many releases. He's also part of Desert Dwellers. He's been involved with Kirtan, the yoga community, and the ecstatic dance community. So many different projects for many years. Some upcoming shows for him, maybe we can mention after we play. We're going to hear a little bit about his journey, a little bit about dancing, sacred dance, and some words on a few words in Tadasana. Following that, we're going to hear a track from Prana entitled Prana.
I mean, I loved music growing up. Once I got out of, pretty much in college is when I actually started actually learning, you know, studying music, and I went to a year of music school. And then really through my 20s, I didn't pursue it until I got into my 30s, and then I really re-decided to reignite my original dream, and that's when I came up with the idea of Shaman's Dream, and I was pursuing the healing arts at the time as a massage therapist, and one of the things I couldn't find that much of is really good healing music that really sustained a vibe and an energy throughout an entire session. So my first albums were that stuff that I would use for the healing work. Breathing, Bindu, and Prana came out of those pursuits. And my whole focus really with music is it's a healing energy. No matter what style or genre I'm producing in, the intent is always to create a healing environment and a positive, inspiring one. And so I studied drums. I went, you know, I spent some years in ashrams too, and kirtan has always been a strong element for me. So I started drumming in kirtan, and then also African music. Studied African music quite a bit. So one of the biggest things I've always wanted, because I have a pretty long history of playing for a lot of the kirtan artists, Krishna Das and Jai and Dave Stringer and a bunch of others, and
Donna
DeLore, and really, when it really gets high is when it gets up into it where people are dancing too. Sometimes what people are used to is sitting during kirtan, and that's fine, but when it the energy builds to where people just can't stand it and just get up and dance, that's what I love the most. This has been a long time coming, this festival, but all of us have had been friends and associates, both as personally and working together musically and as yoga teachers and musicians for a long time, 15, 20 years in the making, really. So this is kind of a blossoming of those relationships and those visions that all of us have held. And even in the last 3-4 years with wanderlust and the blossoming of these festivals, incorporating more and more a conscious, healthy vibe within them, you know. It's just a new direction that we're all at the core of, and the people and the producers of this event. A lot of the festivals are in a new consciousness around getting together. It isn't just about getting wasted out of your mind and listening to music anymore. It's about being conscious and using the energy in a powerful way.
Shaman's Dream with the track entitled Prana from release of the same name. The mantra Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Sahaviryam Kara Vivahai Tejas Vinavati Tamastuma Vidwish Vahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So this is a prayer offered to the Supreme. May he protect both of us. May he nourish both of us. May we both acquire the capacity to study and understand the scriptures. May our study be brilliant May we not argue with each other. Om, peace, peace, peace. So this is one use of this prayer. It's offered like at the beginning of studying between the student and teacher of spiritual topics. This prayer can be offered as a means for clear consciousness, for learning. But generally it's praying. It's a prayer for peace between people, understanding, cooperation. A close friend of Craig Coland of Shaman's Dream, Rara Avis. We're going to hear some words from him, followed by a track by the Desert Dwellers, of which Rara is a part of, along with Amarni, who will be at Entheos Gathering next month here in British Columbia, and also Craig Coland, who we just heard from. The three of them together, Amarni being in New Mexico, Rara being in Oregon, Ashland, Oregon, and Craig Coland being in Hawaii, they come together to create this sound, which is known as Desert Dwellers. This is from the Down Temple Dub Remixed release. It's a track that was remixed by Kalia Scintilla, who will also actually be at the Entheos Gathering next month. The track entitled Lotus Heart. First, we're going to hear some words from Rara.
Yeah, I think we all kind of came with that before we even started making music together. We had that root of, you know, and being involved in where sound healing and cultures that really devoted a lot of time and energy to the study of sort of acoustic, mystic practices. That was really big for all of us as individuals. You know, I was actually in Victoria studying yoga therapy and sound therapy when I first met Amarni, who came up to perform for a Mayan kind of conscious opening event that was like an underground thing, but it had these elements of yoga involved. So those threads for us have always been really present, and we tend to gravitate towards sounds and sample uses and recordings that we just resonate with. We collect a lot of sounds, and it's always got a specific devotional quality to the performance that we really like, so we use stuff like that. You know, I think as far as influences go, it seems like in general there's this kind of brewing of what we're loosely referring to as a temple step scene. It's pulling from dubstep and bass music, but it's not grimy and heavy. It's very much devotional music that's got this really cutting-edge sound design to it.
back. That was a remix of The Desert Dwellers by Kalia Scintilla, a track entitled Lotus Heart from the Downtemple Dub remixed release on the newly formed Black Swan Records, which is like a, I guess like a sister of White Swan Records that have been releasing Ketan and all kinds of sacred music for so many years. Black Swan is now sort of, releasing, they have a term, Kirtronica, which somebody coined, these terms aren't so important as the music. I think we ran out of time in terms of presentation for, we had a few more interviews for this show, which are now going to be carried over to the next show, and that also leaves us with so many more interviews like Shebi Sabah, Earthrise Sound System, War. These are going to have to be, we may have to do a three-part series just covering the amount of material that we have. It's all good stuff, so next week, tune in, 4 p.m. Thursday for the next installment of Mantra Tadasana Special. The one part of Desert Dwellers, Amani will be at the Entheos gathering next month. Later in the year, I was talking with Craig Coland about coming up for, he's going to be here along with MC Yogi and other people for the Wonderlust Festival at Whistler, which is a week after the Kirtan Vancouver Festival in Stanley Park. So it's a possibility we may have some special events planned for when these guys are up here, see if we can put something together in terms of Kirtan, ecstatic dance, that kind of thing. Tomorrow night is going to be Give Peace a Chant, Sandra Lee's gathering. You can Google Give Peace a Chant and the website will come up for more information about that. It's at Open Door Yoga. I think it starts at 8 p.m. And that's 16th and Arbutus. And suggested $10 to $20 donation for this gathering of really nice souls chanting some sacred mantras. It's going to be a bit of a special on Nisringadev tomorrow at the I Give Peace a Chant. Sandra's asked me to go and do a little bit of a presentation on those mantras. So if you do come, you've been listening to the show, please introduce yourself to me. Say hi. You can go to the website mantraradio.co and also email mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Last track, I'm just going to play a little bit of Wara's, the beginning of her Bolo Ram track, like the first 6 minutes before it changes into call and response. We'll just play a short burst of that just to kind of fill in between now and the next show. It's been very nice being here with you today. See you next week, again 4 p.m. next Thursday for another installment of Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rajaram Patita Pau.